Chapter 31. The truly fun part of my afternoon was bringing Margaret up to speed on the situation. That meant giving her background, like the fact that Skippy had not actually crashed any wormhole networks, that Roscoe was a bluff, that an elder AI we called Opie was responsible for waking up Sentinels. We just framed Admiral Reichert for doing that. Oh, and there was the minor detail that our attempt to capture Opie had resulted in it sending a distress call to bring the elders back. And that all Elder Master Control AIs would be waking up. Are you okay, honey? I prompted her, after she was silent for a long while. I had wanted to have the conversation in our cabin, sitting next to each other on the couch instead of across my office desk. Sitting face to face, especially across a desk or a table, can be confrontational. In the end, I decided to conduct the classified briefing in my office because it was a classified briefing. I was reading a special operator in on a series of secrets that could be devastating to humanity if our enemies learned the truth. I was not telling gossip to my girlfriend, which is what the discussion would feel like in our cabin. Also, I should have addressed her as Adams or Master Gunnery Sergeant. But I had just dropped a steaming pile on her head and we were alone. She didn't respond. All she did was stare at me. She did blink once or twice, but the look on her face was blank. Numb. Shock, not outrage. Not even fear, though if she had been terrified, I would understand. The idea of elders coming back was turning my insides to quivering jelly. Margaret, I prompted her. Master Guns? A smile flitted across her face. Master Guns, she snorted. Never thought I would hear someone call me that. Talk to me. I don't even know where to start. I noticed she didn't add sir to the end of her statement. She also didn't call me Joe, but I didn't know what that meant. It might not be intentional. She had to be in shock. The elders are coming back. Yeah. Holy shit. She blinked again, then, Sir, our current mission is to get Skippy connected to the Collective Network. She tilted her head. The Collective? You made a bargain with him about that on our first mission, when we left Paradise. He said the Collective is dead. It was dead. The Elders rebooted it. As I recall, Skippy planned to leave us once he contacted the Collective. Yeah, he changed his mind about that. The Elders used the network to activate a sort of kill switch inside Skippy. He survived, obviously. Now he wants payback. Against the Elders? He has a plan to do that? Not exactly, I admitted. She lifted an eyebrow. Damn it, she knew me too well. We're not even close to having a plan. SOP, she nodded. Standard operating procedure. She meant the merry band of pirates usually made up shit as we went along. At least that didn't seem to bother her. Skippy needs the Collective so he can send sort of a kill switch trigger signal to all his peers, all other Elder AIs, while those AIs are in a vulnerable state. The Elders screwed up. They initiated a hard reset of all their AIs rather than trying to figure out which ones could be trusted. The reset left open a sort of programming backdoor. Skippy will exploit it to activate the killer computer worm that is inside every AI like him. He's going to wipe them out? All of them? His own kind? She held a hand over her mouth in horror. Oh, Joe, how does he feel about that? He says, my eyes automatically looked to the ceiling, but Skippy didn't enter the conversation. He said they're already dead. The Elders killed them all with that reset. What's left in their matrices isn't self-aware and won't be until they complete the reboot or whatever. It's him or them at this point, and he's okay with being on the winning side. I'd appreciate it if you'd ask him about it anyway. Is that a personal request or an order? Both. I will talk with him. Has Skippy, her eyes flicked upward, said he wants to continue working with us? Her question surprised me. Why wouldn't he want to stick with us? We've gone all this way together. With Skippy, the pirates have saved the world many times, but his life has only been at risk twice since you met him. The worm that attacked him, which was his own stupid fault, and now the elders tried to kill him. If we can't stop the elders, she said it like if Santa brings me a pony. I took that to mean she thought we had no chance to win the fight. Then he will die. From what you told me, it's your fault that this OPAI got the opportunity to send a distress call. Those were harsh words. She softened the blow by reaching across the desk, taking my hand and squeezing it. Her eyes said, "We both know it was really Skippy's fault, but what matters is what he thinks." "I haven't asked him about that."
"Skippy."
"Yeah, yeah." His avatar appeared.
"What?"
"Don't tell me you haven't been listening."
"You told me not to."
"Did you do it anyway?"
"Hey, I heard someone say my name, so cut the bullshit, please.
Would you prefer to leave us or not?"
"You mean because all I have done since I met you is race around risking my life to protect a bunch of filthy monkeys, and now one of your dim-witted ideas got me on the Elder's hit list? Gosh, I can't imagine missing that wonderful opportunity."
"I said I'm sorry about that."
"Well, that makes it all better.
Answer the question, please, Skippy, I'm serious. Would you be better able to deal with the Elders if you were working with a different partner, like the Rindaloo?"
"Work with a species who actually has some glimmer of understanding about physics? Wow, how could something like that give me an advantage?"
"Shit." Part of me wished Margaret had just not said anything.
"If you think that's better than staying with the pirates, I can..."
"No." He shook his head sadly.
"The spiders seem like the safe choice, the logical choice. The safe choice has zero chance to get us out of this. The only way we have any chance to survive this debacle is a wild, wacky, idiotic, crazy idea dreamed up in the brain of a monkey.
That..." He shushed me.
"I didn't say we have a chance, just that no conventional idea will be of any use to me. Joe, I need you to think up the craziest idea you ever had.
I will do my best, or worst, whichever.
Keep in mind it was one of your dumb ideas that got us into this mess."
I remembered it differently, but I didn't say anything, and Margaret reached across the desk to squeeze my hand.
"You're right," I said to the beer can. Arguing with him was a waste of time anyway.
Margaret still had kind of a deer-in-the-headlights look, so I suggested she go to the gym or did whatever helped her process. She needed time, and the upcoming operation didn't require her or any of the crew to do anything. It would be purely Skippy's show. All we could do is support him, or stay out of his way. After going outbound through the Jaguar wormhole, we started jumping for the closest other wormhole. Because the Jaguar wormhole was mostly dormant, except for when it was activated for UN ships to pass through, the communications channel that connected the wormhole to the rest of the network wasn't stable enough to hook into the collective. Technically, it was connected whenever that wormhole was open, but we didn't like to leave it open for any longer than we had to. And Skippy warned the connection could be spotty, and he didn't want to risk the signal cutting out halfway through transmitting his command to activate the killer computer worm inside his peers. "I can only count on getting one chance at this, Joe," he warned. "The Elders will absolutely freaking panic when they see the worm activation command going through the network."
"Ah, crap," I slapped my forehead. "Could they stop it?"
"Good luck with that," he snorted.
"I don't know how they are tying into the collective, but I can tell there is a significant latency involved. It's like they need to have the message translated for them. Or maybe there is an actual time lag. Time might travel slower at their level, so events here pass before they can react. That's what it looks like anyway. No way could they interfere with the signal before it reaches even the farthest corners of the network."
"Can I get a solid shmaybe on that?"
"I can guarantee a gold-plated yes, Joe. There is no shmaybe about it."
"Wow, you usually tell me there is a huge fudge factor in anything we do.
This time, I get one chance to eliminate a major peer-level threat. If I wasn't absolutely certain I can do it, I wouldn't even have mentioned the possibility."
"The Elders won't see this one coming. Serves them right, assholes," he added under his breath.
Sims and Smythe and Adams all agreed we should seize the opportunity to eliminate Skippy's peers while we could. Yes, I included Adams in the senior staff meeting. Not Mamay, not Chandra, nor Reed, Frey, or a list of others who outranked Master Gunnery Sergeant Adams. Margaret was there and read into the secret because I trusted her judgment, because she had been there at the very beginning, because I wanted someone to talk to about my fears, and because I didn't want to keep secrets from the person sharing my bed, sharing my life. That night I couldn't fall asleep. Adams was exhausted by the time it was 2200 hours ship time. It was 2 a.m. for her. She drifted off immediately while I listened to her softly breathing. My mind was racing through one awful scenario after another, and I forced myself to lie still in bed so I didn't disturb her.
like that was ever going to work. Her female powers somehow sensed I wasn't sleeping. "What's wrong?" she asked sleepily. "Come here." She snuggled up, pulling me to her. Usually I like being the big spoon, but she had an arm across my chest and one leg draped over mine, so I was trapped. Man, it was the best sleep I've had since before Columbus Day. I woke up to the alarm, and I was awake, like completely refreshed. "Hey," I blinked. Margaret had her head propped up by one hand, looking down at me. I couldn't read her expression. "Is anything wrong?" "No," she smiled at me. "I've been awake for a while." "Oh, sorry. Don't be. I like watching you sleep. It's almost like we can be normal people for a while, you know? How did you sleep?" "Amazingly well. I can't remember the last time I woke up feeling awake." Taking her other hand in mine, said, "Thank you."
"For what?"
"For being here. I'm pretty sure you're the reason I slept so well." "The Marine Corps says I should ask myself if I'm doing everything I can to ensure success of the mission. So?" "Well, if you really want to do everything you can," she laughed, nudging me toward my side of the bed.
"Get in the shower, soldier. You have a busy day. Saving the galaxy and all that."
"Right." Giving her a kiss, I sat on the edge of the bed. "I have a breakfast meeting with Sims, then I have a fitting for a new mech suit. We can talk at dinner, okay? Now get in the shower, or you'll make me late."
As I walked toward the galley and Adams turned toward the section of the ship called Starbase because it was set aside for the star team, it occurred to me that it was almost like being a normal couple. Waking up together, a kiss before we left for work, making plans for dinner. Except we lived aboard a stolen starship and our job was to save the galaxy. There ain't nothing normal about that. At breakfast, Sims didn't mention my new sleeping arrangements. She didn't even hint at the subject. There was freshly baked cinnamon bread, so I had a toasted slice of that, plus a bowl of fresh fruit with yogurt. All without being prompted by Sims. Her plate had fried eggs, two slices of toast slathered with butter and strawberry jam, and bacon. Like, a lot of bacon. When I say the amount of bacon is a lot, it is something you notice. If we were on a planet, that amount of bacon could be seen from orbit.
"XO, is there, something you want to tell me?"
I pointed a spoon at the leaning tower of bacon. She picked up a piece of bacon and munched on it with a shrug.
"If this mission fails, we're all dead, right? This could be my last chance to stuff myself with junk food."
"Oh, can I get you to try a fluffernutter?"
"Sir,"
she cocked her head.
"If you do that and I actually enjoy the disgusting thing, it will confirm that I'm already dead and this is hell."
My executive officer's continued blasphemous fluff denial didn't dampen my mood that day. It was Skippy who harshed my buzz.
Hey, Joe, we need to talk,"
Skippy called, his voice a bit squeaky, with an uplift at the end like it was a question. I remember our drill sergeant in boot camp savaging a guy from California who constantly engaged in uptalk, a higher tone at the end of a sentence, like the speaker wasn't confident about what they were saying. The sergeant was just asking for our names, and the poor guy answered with, "Paul Robertson?" Of course, the drill sergeant pounced on that opportunity, asking if the guy wasn't sure of his own last name. I made sure to avoid any uptalk in my own speech after that. There is some thought that, rather than being a sign that the speaker lacks confidence, uptalk serves the purpose of holding the attention of and engaging the listener. That rather than a sign of weakness, that style of speech is intended to build a bond with the audience. I knew that was Skippy. Uptalk is a sign that he was nervous about something. Often some major screw-up. His major screw-up.
"What's the problem this time?"
We might have a problem."
"Might?
Okay, we definitely have a huge problem."
"Shit. Please tell me you're still able to activate the computer worm."
"Huh? Yes, dum-dum, of course I can. It worked exactly as I expected. It what?"
"Wow, did I mumble? Or is something wrong with your hearing? My speech processing subroutine appears to be functioning perfect."
"It worked? As in past tense? You already sent the freaking signal?"
"Yes,
duh.
Oh, I see the problem. I sent, his fingers made air quotes, the signal only in the model environment I created. Shit, Skippy almost gave me a heart attack. When were you planning to tell me about this testing?
I did tell you.
I thought I did. Well, I meant to tell you, but you were in Betty by Land with your snuggle bunny. I didn't want to disturb you. Anyway, it's the thought that counts.
No, it is not.
Do any of your stupid human expressions actually mean what they say? Don't change the subject. Also, I jabbed a finger at him, do not refer to Adams as a snuggle bunny.
I won't say that to her, duh.
You shouldn't even know about what goes on between us.
Hey, I almost woke you up 3 times when your snoring woke her up.
Drop the subject.
Your test worked as you expected?
Yes, the result is what I would describe as nominal. My confidence is high, very high. An Elder Master Control AI's matrix is unique to each individual, but the mechanism for triggering a worm is actually simple when an AI is in a vulnerable, defenseless state. The wild card is the collective itself.
What do you mean? It's just a phone line, right? A high-tech Wi-Fi network.
Not quite, but to keep it at a Barney level for you, that is close enough. A Wi-Fi network is a decent analogy, actually, if the router has a built-in filter program.
Hair stood up on the back of my neck.
What kind of filter? The kind that refuses to forward unauthorized harmful traffic. For example, a general broadcast to trigger worms in all AIs.
Damn it, Skippy, why didn't you mention this before?
Are you sure I didn't?
Pretty damn sure, yeah.
Well, I meant to. Must have slipped my mind, I guess.
Holy, can you please, please try not to be so absent-minded?
Hey. While my attention is absorbed in reminding myself to tell you a bunch of trivia, that means my focus is not on something important.
Vital information is not trivia.
Potato, potato, he sniffed.
Oh, whatever. I threw my hands in the air. That's the huge problem you need to warn me about?
No. Besides not knowing whether the network will broadcast your message, there is another problem?
Yes. I'm offering a 2-for-1 discount on major problems today, Joe.
Shit. It's not even 2 for Tuesday, so this is a special deal.
Just give me the bad news, please.
Okay. My model uncovered an unexpected complication. Triggering the worm in all AIs will have an unintended side effect. It will disable sentinels. All of them.